Hola, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia. And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners, following our dreams, just striving to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right, and we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
And I was jumping on the waves with Carista, and it was like, oh my God, this is the best ever. We get in the car, we get home. She cries because I woke her up. I was like, I wish I didn't have any kids within like 3 hours.
She stopped me right there. She was like, Brisa, I want you to understand this. I seriously believe that our children choose us and we don't choose our children.
Right.
Your baby chose you to be his mom.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what kind of mom he wanted. And he chose you as his mom.
Oh, that's really nice.
We're all sisters here to inspire, support, and guide each other to dream bigger and to enjoy every moment of this extraordinary journey that is womanhood. ¿Listas?
Here we go.
¡Super Mamas!
Hola, Super Mamas. This is Paulina, and this week on the show, we're going to do a quick recap on the Super Mama Social 2017. If for some reason you missed it, don't worry, we got you. We're going to tell you how everything went down, our favorite things, our favorite moments. Most importantly, we're giving you the date for the next Super Mama Social. We're giving you a whole year in advance, so put it on your calendars, and there's no excuses for next time. Okay, so we hope you guys enjoy the show.
How are you?
Did you even notice that I messed up?
No, you didn't mess up. I figure that's going to be like your new thing. I figure since you're pregnant, your mind's not really all there. No. So I'm like, sure. Hi, hello, same
hello.
Thing. Hi, sisters.
Hi.
We took a week off because, well, we had to recover from the social, which was a complete success. I am so thankful to every single one of you who attended. I could not have been happier. I cannot be any happier. Everything was incredible.
It was. I'm still having withdrawals. I'm looking at every time I look at the pictures. And today they sent us the last batch of pictures. I was looking at them. I'm like, can we go back to that day?
I know, right?
Yeah, it was so amazing. I was so happy that day. I was just like, wow. It was incredible to see everybody. Old faces, new faces, like the moms that, you know, went last year, mm-hmm. and new moms that went this year. It was incredible. I hope you guys had as much fun as we did.
I know. I was scared that, like, we doubled the space. The size of since last year. So I was just scared. I was like, is it going to look full? Is it going to be empty? Is anybody going to show up to the party? But
I think everything was perfect.
Everything was up. It was great.
It was great. Everybody, you know, the ladies got their eyebrows done, their eyelashes, their hair, their makeup. You know, they took their pictures. The babies love the bubbles, the bubble
well,
area.
Well, let's start from the beginning. How's that? Wow. Because okay, you go all over the place. Let's start from Friday.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Friday was amazing. You know what? I was so thankful for Friday because it makes such a huge difference. Such a huge difference.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it was like...
So Northgate hosted this contest mm-hmm. at their stores where if you bought Tresemme products, Dove products, or Nestle products, you entered a raffle to win a spa day with us, Paulina and me, and also tickets to the social and a complete makeover. Mm-hmm. So they picked three winners from their stores, and they also got two moms who actually work at Northgate. Mm-hmm. And it was such a beautiful experience to, number one, meet these moms.
Yeah.
And number two, bring them this experience. We had five moms there with us and our mom on Friday at the spa. They all got massages. We all got facials. Mm-hmm. We all had like fruit and champagne and the hot tub. No, you had water. I had champagne. And it was so beautiful because some of these moms had never been to the spa before.
Yeah.
They've never had that experience and
of being taken care of.
Of being taken care of. Yes. Yeah. Yes. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. And it was just such a magical day, not only because, well, we got facials and massages, but because we were able to experience that gifting to these moms.
And actually it was when we met them. they were like kind of unsure of what was going to happen. They were like, oh, but I've never done this. I don't, you know, once they got out of there, yeah, they were like, are we going to like it? And then once they got out of there, they were like, oh, I don't ever want to leave this place. I was like, I told you, like, it's just like their faces when they left, they were so happy. And, you know, because you can't, you don't have your phone with you, right?
Yeah.
Because when they finished everything, the treatments, everything, we showered, everything, and then we went back to the lockers, they had like 10 phone calls from their kids, phone calls from the, you know, the husband, the kid was crying, and they went like, it was funny because you saw the change, you know, and they were like, you know, it doesn't really matter because the day was worth it.
Yeah.
And I was like, exactly. That's all you need. You need to recharge and then go back to take care of business. But for like that amount of time, about 2 hours, 3 hours, we were there. They forgot about all that. They forgot about their phones. They were just focusing on them. And I thought that was like really cool for the ones that it was just their first time ever being taken care of. So that was really, really cool from Northgate.
So shout out to Northgate and shout out to the Chuan Spa inside the Lanham Pasadena. I live close to Pasadena, so the Lanham Hotel is really, I love it. Sometimes I just do little cityscapes there and get a room there.
It's really beautiful.
It's a beautiful hotel. The spa is so lush and so
it's
beautiful.
It's secluded too. It's like,
yes, it's almost like you're somewhere else.
Yeah.
And you're in the middle of the city. So Shout out to the Lanham Hotel. If you guys are looking for a staycation somewhere, I highly recommend them. They treated us so well. Yeah, they treated us so well, so nice. So Super Mamas, show them some love because they showed us love and we want to let them know that we support them. So that was Friday, and then Saturday was the day of the event. We had the girl, again, the mom showed up early, they makeover moms, and they got a complete makeover
by Vaya Confession.
Shout out to Vaya Confession, our stylist. She actually had like one-on-one consultations with them on Friday and picked out these beautiful outfits. Cynthia at Cynthia_Lorraine at Instagram, she really spearheaded all the makeup and hair. If you guys are ever looking for hair and makeup, hit her up.
Yeah.
She does
makeup all the time.
Yes. And we'll put all their information on the show notes. But Cynthia does amazing hair and makeup, and she brought her entire team. They did hair and makeup for all the moms. The moms look absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. And to see how happy they were and so grateful, and they had and then they just enjoy the social.
They did. It was funny, like, because Vaya Confession, Mari, was like, who do you want to look like? You know, like, give me some inspiration. And there was like, Kim Kardashian, J-Lo.
Yeah.
And the next day, I was like, do you feel like, you know, like J-Lo? She was like, totally. I totally feel like that. I was like, oh, that's so cute. You know, they got to, they were like, we never believed this was like real. We always see about like contests. We're like, oh, does it happen? It'll happen. So they were so happy to see that. And it was their faces. It was just incredible to see them throughout the day.
Yeah, that was beautiful. So that was like that was like one part of the social, right? The mom makeovers from Northgate, which they were great. And then Target was just the beautiful host or, you know, sponsor partner that they always are. I mean, they really did an incredible job this year.
They go all out.
They had special photo booths and a special portrait photographer there taking portraits of all the kids. And they printed out all the pictures, and then they were having the kids make greeting cards. Aww. And then on the arts and crafts area, they all had UB products. I don't know if you guys are familiar with UB, but it's YOOBI. But I really love their products. I get them at Target, and they have like a one for one. So they give back to schools they need school supplies. So if you buy like they have crayons, they have notebooks, and they have color pencils. So all the stuff that Target had at our social was from UB, which I thought was super cool.
Yeah,
especially because it's so high end. And then they had a beauty cabana where they were doing 5-minute makeovers. They were giving away free lipstick and makeup. And then they hosted the Bubble Village. I think the Bubble Village was the hit of the party.
I know.
Honestly, I don't know how we're going to top that one off. I know last year everyone loved the water features, but I wanted to do something so different this year. Yeah. And the Bubble Village was incredible. I mean, it was all the kids were having so much fun.
I was just looking at those huge bubbles. Colorful, and I was like, oh my god, that's so cool. My kids had the greatest time, as always. They were like, mom, did you bring the bubbles home? I'm like, no.
I feel like everyone should buy a bubble machine.
Yeah.
How much was a bubble machine?
The bubble machine was like $30.
$30?
Yeah.
You guys go on Amazon and get and Google bubble machine. Yeah. Because I feel like every mom should have a bubble machine at home.
Just turn it on in the backyard.
Yeah, and just let them and then let them run in the backyard with bubbles. Like, it's better than water. Yeah. I promise. It was like incredible to see like how the bubbles were really coming on. The kids were just like, it was so fun. It was so.
And they could do their own bubbles, huge bubbles with the little things that we had over there. And they had all shapes and colors. And it was just so, so cute. I just saw all the pictures that, you know, our photographer took and that the moms were posting on social media. And it was so cool just to see, you know, everything, the colors, the kids, the smiles, the bubbles. It was just incredible. They were having a great time. Everybody, everybody I talked to, they said that they just, it was perfect because there was everything for everybody. For the dads, we had the Michimovil. The dads, like, they had their own thing going on. The kids, the moms, everybody was so happy. And our panelists. Oh, my God. Those panels were so much fun. They go by so fast. So fast.
But I think when you're talking, period, everything goes fast.
Like me, myself, or just when people are talking in general?
Both. Well, when you're doing something you enjoy, time goes by fast. How about we say that?
Yes, yes.
But
yes.
The first panel was with Hannah Lim, a founder of Lola Land, and Natalie Alcala. We're going to actually have these panels on our Facebook page pretty soon. So you can go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/supermamaspodcast, and you're going to be able to watch them and listen to them. We took video of them. And on our second panel, we had also Jackie
and Melissa
from Baby Boy Makery and Melissa Fumero from Brooklyn 99.
Both of them were killing. They're looking so, I mean, all of them, right?
They were looking fly.
They were looking fly. I was like, damn. Do you remember when Jackie came and she was saying that she was working out? And I was like, it is really like, you're really putting time into your body, girl. Like, she looked amazing, incredible. Melissa looked hot. Hot mamas. That's when I got inspired. I was like, I got to look hot during my pregnancy because all those fly ladies we had on stage. And we had Rosaline Sanchez and her husband. They are such a cute, super good looking couple. It was really fun to have them on stage. Everybody was just great. Everybody was just...
Yeah, both of them did a special reading of their new book called Sebi and the Land of Cha-Cha-Cha, which you can now pre-order on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And... you know, it was so nice. She was there. She like read the book to all the kids. It was such a great time. I loved it.
We missed it because we were near the stage, but
I saw pictures.
No, but did you see that there was a little boy over there named Sebi?
Sebi, yeah.
Sebi. And then Rosaline's daughter and him danced at the reading.
Oh, so cute.
I know. I was like, that is so cute. Because so she was, they were telling me that they were saying, Sebi. And then she thought they were talking to her. But then she turned around and said, oh, no, this is Sebi. So then, and she's very shy, apparently. So then they got together and they danced and everything. It was super cute. It was so cute. Such a cute moment. I mean, we didn't see it, but for everybody that saw it, it was pretty cool.
What was your favorite part of the event?
From my favorite part of the event, wow, everything was amazing. The setting of the place was beautiful. Like, I want my house to look like that, like the social,
like the social.
For real, did you see the nursing cabana?
The nursing cabana was so fly.
Wow,
so posh.
The nursing cabana was.
Next year we definitely can't have it. This year I wanted it to be private, just to give some privacy. But I feel like all of us have our chichis out all the time anyway, so like normalize breastfeeding. Next year we're just gonna have a nice space which is open.
Yeah.
Where moms can actually like just like, because I think a lot of moms didn't see it because it was in the corner and we wanted it to be like a secret mm-hmm. area.
That and meeting all the moms. Really, it was just like putting a face. I mean, I really met a lot of them last year, but all the new faces that we met and, you know, putting a face and talking to the people that we usually communicate through social media was really cool. I met so many cool girls that I'm keeping in contact with. Like this girl that told me that she's a doula. And we were talking about...
What? Isn't that what you were looking
yeah.
for?
And we were talking about, you know, my pregnancy and everything. And she said that And she said something that really stuck with me. She said that I really needed my healing birth. Because both my pregnancies were... Both my deliveries were pretty traumatic.
What?
So she said that I really needed a healing birth. And
what does that mean?
So that means like... Because this is my last baby, I need to close.
You think?
No, because this is my last baby. I need to close that cycle with a good experience. Oh. So, you know, we are communicate. We, you know, I sent her an email, and so I told her that I want to like learn more about it because I really want to have that, you know. So just to talk to their moms and just to hear what they had to say, and you know, a lot of the girls were like, "Oh no, I love what you're doing," and like I started this because I heard you guys, or and it just felt so good. It just felt like I'm doing things right in my life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
My life has a point.
Aww.
It really, like, it was just incredible to see everything just come to life, and it's so fast for, I mean, I'm not sure how it goes for the guests, but for us it's just so fast, you know, one thing after the next, that I was like, I wish I could attend the social as a guest.
I know. I totally agree with what you're saying. I think to me was seeing everybody having a good time.
Yeah.
You know, everything, every decision that that goes behind the social, every detail is with the intention that the moms have a good time.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to give you guys a little like kind of background on the social and how it's and how it began and why we decided to do it. When the podcast started, you know, we didn't even realize that there was going to be this great of a response that we've gotten.
The sisterhood
that has been built. I had no idea that that was going to happen. I mean, we just sort of pressed record on a mic and we started talking, and then when we received our first email, I was like blown away. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe someone else feels the same way that I do.
Yeah.
And the idea started with the intention of having a live podcast. Uh-huh. We were like, let's do a live podcast and let's invite everybody to come and let's see if anybody shows up. And then like it just kind of evolved into an actual event to where we don't even have the audio for the panels, okay, the first year. And throughout, like from the first year to the second year, my sister and I have been invited to all these lavish events that companies throw and sponsors have, and like big companies that only certain people get invited. When I mean certain people, like quote unquote influencers, do you know yeah. what I mean? Like the blogger moms or people who, you know, just influencers, I think that's, or influential mothers. I think that's the term that people use nowadays. And even though I really like going to these events and mm-hmm. I enjoy being there and I love taking pictures for you guys to see them, I feel like a lot of events that are done for the community aren't at this level of production.
Yeah.
And so often they're just sort of like, I've gone to events that are family oriented and I'm kind of like, either it was just too many people or it didn't look as pretty, or I don't know. There was something missing, right? So I wanted to bring a beautiful, lavish event to our Super Mamas, because yeah. I think all of our super mamas, I think every mom is an influencer. Well, not just sisters. I feel like every mom is an influential yeah. person. I think every mom should be considered influential, because let's be real here. We are the ones who make decisions in our household. Mm-hmm. Like when we go buy a car, it's not our husband who makes a decision. It's us. Mm-hmm. You know, when anything goes, anything that's brought into our home, we are the decision makers. Every mom is an influence to an entire family, to our family. I just wanted this day, like, so these moms feel appreciated,
yeah.
you know, and so they feel loved and like special, and
yeah.
There's no such thing as a VIP. I think every super mama is a VIP, and yeah. I only hope that you guys got that out of it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things that like my friends that attended the event and sent me a text the next day. They were like, "Thank you for making us feel so special and so pampered." And I was like, yes, that's exactly what we wanted. We wanted every mom to feel pampered, to feel taken care of, to feel like it was for them. Like every right. detail that went into that, it was for you guys. Like whatever I would want to see, or my sister wants to see or wants to get for her, we thought, let's do it for the moms. Why not? You know, this is the, and it was like right before Mother's Day, which mm-hmm. was perfect.
Yes.
It was perfect because he was like,
the weather was beautiful. Remember last year was super hot.
So hot.
we had a survey after the event. Everybody was like, it was beautiful, but it was too hot. Or we needed more food options. So we listened to you guys. I want you guys to know. So like, if you went to the social and then you have any ideas or how we can make it better or things how you want to see, the bubble? Like, let us know. Like, send us an email. Let us know.
Yeah.
What do you want to see next year? Who do you want to see next year? What would you want from next year?
I know. We're already starting to plan the next year.
Yeah.
Is it going to be the same date?
It is going to be the same day.
It's going to be the same day. The day before his Mother's Day. Put it on your calendars now.
Yeah. Put it on your calendars for the next 5 years, ladies. We are going to do, we're doing, you know, Super Mom Social is going to stay for every Saturday before Mother's Day. I thought it was absolutely perfect. And we're so happy with it.
A lot of the moms that live outside of LA or California, they're like, oh, you know, I didn't know before. But now you know.
I'm telling you a year in advance, girl.
So you can start planning and coming to the social. There was a lot of people that came from far away. Like, that just means the world to us.
I know.
You guys drive for like more than 2 hours to come to the event. That's incredible. Then, you know, I was just like, my mind was blown away when every time they were like, oh, I come from like, you know, San Diego, or I came from San Francisco. And I can, you know, I was like, what? You came to Francisco from San Francisco?
Yeah.
And then, you know, they made a weekend out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, it was Mother's Day. So you guys can make a weekend out of it.
Yeah, just for sure.
Let's go to LA. Let's go to the social and then enjoy LA. So I think everybody should definitely put it on their bucket list.
And I want to also thank all our marketplace vendors. Love Swirls, who was there last year as well with her cotton candy. And she was doing little raspados and these little martini glasses.
That was super cute.
All the moms, I was like, what are these martini glasses people have? It was from Love Swirls. Lacey's. I don't know if you guys saw Lacey's at the social. If you guys have heard of Lacey's. But I use Lacey's with my kid. Lacey's are these laces, shoelaces, mm-hmm. that don't need to be tied. So you basically like stick them into the shoe, and it's absolutely genius.
Those because are perfect.
They make every shoe like a slipper for your kids, so mm-hmm. you don't have to retie your shoe every single time. Like basically tying goodbye. Like who needs to learn how to tie your shoe anyway?
And then also when you make a decision about buying shoes, you're like, I'm not going to buy this one because I don't know how to tie it. Well, now you can and just use Lacey's.
So Lacey's is spelled L-A-C-E-E-Z. L-A-C-E-E-Z. Found them on Instagram. Of course, Lily Rose. I'm sure everyone's familiar with Lily Rose. La Libreria. Lola Land was there too. So cute. With like their mats. I saw a lot of people with the Lola Land cup, which made me really happy. Todo Verde.
Like Beyonce.
Yeah, like Beyonce. Do like Beyonce. What about the Beyonce backdrop?
What? I know. You know what? Let me tell you something. I told them, can I keep it? And they gave it to me.
Oh, nice. For your baby shower, right?
For my baby shower.
Because it's, dude, it's like the Beyonce
backdrop.
You guys, seriously, YMI came through. They did a Beyonce backdrop.
They
replicated like the whole scene of Beyonce when she delivered her baby. And like,
When
she announced her pregnancy. So you could actually take, I didn't take a picture, but
since, I didn't take a picture either. So that's why I was like, I didn't take a picture. I'm pregnant. Can I have it? And they were like, yeah, sure. So then I kept it.
I love it.
If you guys want to borrow it, let me know. Hit me up.
For real.
For real.
Todo Verde, who did like this amazing vegan ceviche. That's the only thing I ate.
I didn't even eat.
Tita, who handled all of her social media, our little sister, shout out.
Shout out to Tita.
She brought me some. It was Mitzi, Tita's friend, brought me the vegan ceviche. La Calenda, who came all the way from Santa Barbara, who had such cute stuff. Chus, who has these beautiful little handmade artisanal shoes. Yeah. They were so beautiful. Raggedy Tiff,
our girl.
Read Conmigo. If you guys haven't learned from Read Conmigo.
It's an organization that promotes bilingual literacy books. And they actually have people make them for them. So like, you know, anybody can pitch their story and they make a little storybook out of it.
And it's free.
So it's free.
Check out readconmigo.com. Oh my gosh, there's so many people that we wanted to thank. Obviously, our sponsors, Munchkin, who had their grass-fed formula there, and they had the little truck there. They had the cutest setup.
So cute.
If you guys don't know, Munchkin's launching a new grass-fed formula.
So excited for that.
Actually, it's already out.
I don't know if it's already out. I think, I mean, if it's not out, it's going to be out soon, like within like the next month or so.
So visit munchkin.com and learn about the new grass-fed formula.
Go grass-fed.
Yeah, hashtag go grass-fed. Northgate, of course. Califia Farms, always like...
So yummy.
Always so yummy. I mean, I have Califia Farms every day in life. So it's almost like part of my life. Having them, was like, oh, of course you're here. You're everywhere. Ergo Baby was there. And of course, the Micheladas.
I know. Shout out to the Michelada guys. One of them is actually really cute.
And who happens to be my sister's husband?
My husband.
In Target.
What about that beer, though? The mango beer that everybody was like loving that the Michelada guys had.
Oh, dude. The mango cart. Beer with Michelada. Damn. With the new red beer.
That is the Super Mama's official Michelada flavor.
Every Super Mama who was drinking that day came up to me and was like, Brisa, no joke. This is the joke, best guys. Michelada I've ever had. I'm like, I told you.
I need to try it.
I'm like, I told you.
It's like mango con chile.
It's even better. No, because I can't even explain it. You guys just have to have it.
You guys, seriously. For real. I told everybody, I was like, this is the official summer beer.
Yeah, no, it's the mango cart with the Michelada. But everything was absolutely beautiful. I mean, I don't know what else to say. We're gonna upload. We all just got the finished pictures.
And they're so beautiful.
Today they're so beautiful. So check them out on Super Mama Social.
We also want to thank all the people behind the Super Mama Social, our team, Evelyn at Harlow Planning. Betsy.
Harlow Planning came through.
They did.
Honestly, if you guys are thinking of, you guys are going to get married, or you guys are planning a baby shower or planning anything, honestly, you guys check out at Harlow Planning, because she made our life so much easier. Yes. She's amazing to work with. The best event planner I could ever hope for.
Our girl Betsy, who was there also, and her and her husband have a boutique agency. Joshua made all of our graphics.
Thanks, Josh.
So cool. Every little detail that you guys saw in the bathrooms and everything was created by Josh. So hit him up also.
Our Instagram is at Born in June Creative if you guys want to hit him up. Jennifer, who did all our PR, Jennifer. At Camila Creative. Elizabeth. Liz Lopez. I am Liz Lopez. I'm Liz Lopez on Instagram.
She's booked for the next year.
She's booked for the next 25 years of her life, just FYI.
And all the volunteers that gave us their time, thank you guys so much. You guys helped make this event happen. You guys are forever part of the Super Mama team. They were so helpful. Everybody, and they were so happy to be there. And they were so on it. I want to give a shout out to Violeta, because I met her last year. And, you know, her and I have, you know, send emails to each other throughout the year, and she was there from beginning to end.
Dude, those are like, die, like, what hard.
Else can I ge- what else those can I help
die,
you with
die I'm hard like, die hard for real. I mean,
thank you ladies.
Honestly, everything was absolutely beautiful. I can't even, I don't know, I don't know how to say thank you.
Everybody that was involved in any way,
the playlist was on point. Thanks, Elizabeth Lopez.
I have it. I play it on my Spotify.
I know you. What were we doing? And you were putting that
at the photo shoot.
At the photo shoot,
because they wanted and to then, use it. I was like, okay.
And then they started. Then that Moana song came. I was like, Paulina, no, take the Moana song out. Well, that's only at the social.
And you know, it was for you guys. It was for all of you. We hope you really enjoyed it, and we cannot wait to see you again next year at the Super Mama Social 2018. Hashtag IsmSocial18.
I know. Some people were already actually hashtagging it. I was like, oh my gosh, you guys are so funny. But
oh, also, big shout out to Fabi Fab for that amazing.
Oh my God. How can we forget about our boy, Fabi Fab, who, like, seriously?
that was amazing.
That was incredible. Incredible. That was all made out of, it's like piñata. It was like a piñata backdrop.
Papel. We have one that he made it for our office, mm-hmm. which is really cute. But that one was incredible just to see it.
I mean, it was huge, too.
When everybody left, because I stayed behind, you know, at the end, I was like, I don't have a picture there. I was like, don't wait, don't take it down. So I went, I took pictures before they took it down. And it was so cool. It was so, so beautiful. I saw all the pictures on you guys' Instagram.
I know. I just go through the hashtag randomly and I just look through everybody's pictures because everything was just so cute.
All the babies. And you know what I really liked seeing?
Super mamas are hot. That's all I'm going to say. We're a good looking bunch, ladies.
You know what? When I was looking through the social media, I was really happy to see the group of women like that they would take pictures together. And I'm like, oh, so happy that I met so-and-so here because we only have met through social media. And to actually have that human connection that we have lost and to help create that was just like very fulfilling for me. Like just to see, you know, like I saw a picture of like five different girls that didn't meet before that day and they met, like they said, okay, let's meet at certain point, whatever. Mm-hmm. They met, they took a picture, they kids introduced themselves, everything. It was like really, really, really good. Really cute to see all of those pictures. So keep on showing us your pictures.
You know what I also love? I like that a lot of moms met last year there and who have created friendships.
Yes.
And they came back this year together.
Yeah.
And all the moms that created new friendships this year, mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about.
That's what we wanted. I think at the end, we understand how hard it is to make friends as grownups. Number one. And two, as moms.
Yeah.
Especially when you're like the only mom in your group, and you're like, how can I make mom friends who like understand me? Like, this is the way.
This is the way.
And hopefully we can have more of these.
Again, we are giving you a year notice. No excuses next year.
No. And if you want the Supermama Social to come to your city, let us know. Hit us up on Instagram. Let us know where would you like to have our social at. Or social media.
Our social media is @_Supermamas on Instagram and Twitter. Supermamas Podcast on Facebook. Supermamas.la on the web. And thank you for all your beautiful comments.
I know.
I felt beautiful that day. And you all made me feel the more beautiful that day.
Hmm.
Oh, by the way, my tip for this week is...
Well, let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
And we come back with a Supermama tip or pick of the week. We'll wrap up.
We're back.
And we're back.
So, you know,
it's hard to put the Supermama Social in like in 30 words. Minutes.
Yeah.
Seriously. Watch the recap video, supermamasocial.com.
So, everybody gave me so many shout outs on social media because of my legs, mm-hmm. which I have decided they're going to be my item for my pregnancy, for the rest of my pregnancy.
Your item? What does that mean, your item?
My signature.
Oh, like the picture I posted on social media? Yeah,
I'm about to show my legs from here on out.
Okay.
No, but anyway, everybody was telling me like, oh my God, great legs. Well, I had no idea this existed until the day of the social. But when I was getting like my final touches ready for to go on stage, Cynthia busts out with this thing. And she's like, wait, your legs. And I was like, what? And then she gave me this immediate amazing tan on my legs. That I was like, wow, what is that?
She did the same for me in the photo shoot. I was like, what is this?
What is this? I want to have it. I need to have it. So this is going to be my pick for this week.
Uh-huh.
Because if you want to have great legs like that, that's all you need. It's the MAC Skin Sheen. Is that how you say it? Skin Sheen. Leg Spray Bronzant. Pour les jambes.
Wow.
That's what it says. Pour les jambes.
Wait, what?
Pour les jambes. I don't know French. Whatever. It's
MAC. Oh, it's French? Yeah. I was like, what are you saying?
That's what it says. It's the MAC.
Apenas si puedo uno hablar inglés. Ahora quieres poner la francés, Paulina?
Skin Sheen Leg Spray from MAC. Uh-huh. Get it, ladies? You saw the pictures. It works. It looks amazing. I already ordered mine, and it's going to be on my makeup kit from now on, the rest of whatever. But it was great. And I was laughing, my husband was like, oh my God, everybody was telling you about your legs and they don't know it's makeup. I'm like, hey, my legs look like that, okay? So just keeping it real, ladies.
What? Just it was spray tan.
Yeah.
I mean, what's up? Why not?
I mean, the summer's barely started, so that's why I'm going to keep my legs out. And you should, too. So Bricia finally showed her legs at the photo shoot. Mm-hmm. And they're good. I don't know why you always hide them. You look really good.
Thank you. Thank you. My pick of the week is going to be also in the beauty realm, of course. I just realized, you know, so Luz Warrior Linda shared her skin regimen for the nighttime routine.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
And it was an Insta story, so it's gone. But it's so funny. That day of the social, I did my own makeup. So I went on Insta story and I showed people how I did my makeup. I had a great response. I was going to do a nighttime, how I take my makeup off at night. So then Linda did it and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it too. Because I didn't realize all the intensity in my routine at night until Linda pointed out. She was like, you know, people, like, I got so much response out of that. Because a lot of people don't have that big of a regimen like you and I do. And I'm like, our regimen isn't all that crazy. She's like, Bricia, we're not normal. And I'm like, what? So I took a picture of all the stuff that I use at night.
What?
Hold on. And I was like, oh my God, it is a lot of stuff.
That is a lot of stuff.
I was like, I use a lot of things in my face.
Do you always have something on your face? Is there a time in the day where your face has nothing?
I always have at least a lotion or a serum or SPF.
I was just wondering because, like, I always wonder, like, does my face need to breathe a little, you know?
When you shower, when that's what you put. I get facials and I get deep cleaned once a month. Mm-hmm. So,
got it.
But yeah, I always have some sort of eye cream or serum or something. So, anyway, I'm gonna post a picture of all my beauty essentials. But there's one thing that I bought that day at we got a facial at the spa. Too. And I got one thing that I got, which I didn't have in my routine, which was vitamin C.
I got
this triple threat peel that, I kid you not, is freaking amazing. So you are only supposed to use this peel once a week. And you put it on. It's like a very light sort of like a serum-esque. And you have to leave it on for just like 2 to 3 minutes. Once a week. So it's pretty powerful.
Oh, wow.
But I kid you not, like the next day, my skin, like the texture of my skin felt completely different. So I'm really excited to like keep using this.
What is it called?
It's the brand is called Emergin-C. Oh, yeah. Emergin-C. And the product is called Triple Threat Peel. So the Triple Threat Peel, it's the peel that you use once a week. And then I also got a vitamin C serum.
I got that one.
That I'm using 3 times a week only, morning and night, before anything. So you put that first, and then, of course, always SPF. So I will be sharing my routine, my face routine on Instagram, but I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the Emergin-C.
Yeah, I have noticed a difference with the vitamin C because the girl said that that's all I needed. She gave me one that had tinted SPF and that one and a cleanser, a kombucha cleanser.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I got some stuff also from the spa. I was like, this is amazing, I want it all. Yeah, so I got some things too.
But yeah, those are picks. And again, thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much for another week, and we hope you guys enjoyed it. Again, it was all for you. We hope you guys enjoy it. Send us suggestions on what you want to see next year. Again,
the day before Mother's Day.
The day before Mother's Day. 2018. We'll see you again at the hashtag SMSocial18.
And don't forget to follow us on social media at _supermamas and supermamas.la. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Supermamas.
Supermamas.